It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
Cotton Incorporated is evaluating a wide array of precision farming technologies and encourages growers to consider the applicability of these new tools to their operations. From advanced sensing and controls to aerial imaging prescriptions that optimize inputs, precision farming could help you become a more profitable and more sustainable cotton producer. The Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated, dedicated to increasing the demand for and profitability of cotton.
Well, the cotton market just simply continues to defy the onslaught of bearish shots across its bow, and it really continues to prefer working at the very top end of the trading range while leaving the support level near the range bottom actually unchallenged. What we're starting to see more and more of is, rather than the 61, 62 cent price level being the bottom of the trading range, we're starting to lock in to 64 and a half to 65 cents as providing the price support that this market is finding. And it does also appear to establish itself at a new level of price highs, or at least high within the range or higher price resistance point. Yet I'm reminded that the better defined price range, price support, still is this 6 cent, 61 and a half to 66 and a half cent, 67 cent price range that we've been working for so long. But you know, we've talked about for a number of weeks that this market is really stretching its elbows, trying to ease up to 68 cents. And the bright side of that is that now for the second consecutive week, this market did trade above 68 cents. As today, on Friday, the closing day of the week, October 2015, contract closed the week at 68.11. And actually traded to a high within 9 points of 69 cents. So I think this 6 cent range between 61 and 67 cents really appears to have given way to a little bit tighter, a 5 cent range now between 64 cents and 69 cents. Time will only tell, but our discussions have for a long time suggested that we really thought this market was trying to ease up to about 70 cents. If you look for it to trade a penny or two beyond 70 cents, and maybe it will, maybe it won't. But 70 cents to me is about the most we can expect. Anything more than that would be certainly gravy. And as we approach 70 cents, maybe that's where we need to take any pricing, anything, say, above 69 cents, and not just hard-headedly hold out that last 100, 150 points. But as we look to the future to see what we're going to see, and we see that China is extremely serious about reducing acreage further. A number that probably has more drama in it than anything else. Chinese acreage is forecast now by the Chinese to, in fact, be the lowest since the magic year of 1949, and that takes us back to World War II and the end of World War II, and it takes us back to the beginning of the communist regime in China. So it just basically points out that China is, in fact, continuing to get out of the production business with respect to cotton, or as far as a major player, they will continue to produce in their great Northwest region, but not countrywide as they have been. But what we saw this past week also, we had some very respectable export sales with regard to both crop years. Of course, this particular crop year, the current crop year export sales were just in the upper 40,000 bale range, but some 70,000 plus bales were sold for the coming season, and exports and sales, shipments overseas totaled just in round numbers 235,000 bales, which was strong. So the market continues to absorb cotton. Again, as we get above 65 cents in December, we begin to get a little bit pricey. You know, it was about 62 cents we got pricey, then 63 cents, then 64, now it's 65, 66 cents where the market gets a bit higher. But I think it's very significant today that we did have the market for both trades. It actually traded nearly to 69 cents. We actually got the close at just above 68 cents on the October. So I think the trading range is very much in place with the idea that it's easing, the trading range is easing a little bit higher, not lower. Thanks so much.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.